Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day starts with mild temperatures across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze with clear skies, while Jerusalem remains sunny and warm. Haifa sees a bit of cloud cover, but the warmth continues. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, the U.S. military has launched a wave of strikes in Iran. This follows threats from the U.S. president just hours ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has stated that former President Trump is in full control of the Iran conflict. He denies influencing U.S. military strikes after meeting in Washington earlier this hour. Also this hour, a U.S. jury has convicted a man on terror charges for stabbing Salman Rushdie. The Times of Israel says the attack is linked to pro-Hezbollah sentiments. Separately, JNS reports that a drone has struck a U.S.-owned tanker in the Nile Delta. This morning, analysts suggest it could be a message regarding the Suez Canal's vulnerability. And finally, a short time ago, a U.S. military statement confirmed dozens of IRGC targets were struck in Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that U.S. Central Command confirmed successful strikes against Iranian targets just minutes ago. AMK Mapping, a conflict observer, noted that large fires are burning in Kyiv's industrial zone following recent Russian missile strikes. Avi Kaner, a commentator, expressed solidarity with Bahrain in the face of Iranian threats, posting just minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. strikes in Iran. According to Walla, these military actions were a direct response to Iran's attempted missile attacks on U.S. forces. The strikes targeted key IRGC sites, including command centers and missile facilities. This escalation raises concerns about further regional instability. Turning to Netanyahu's statements about the Iran conflict, the Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu emphasized Trump's control over military decisions. He clarified there was no pressure from Israel to escalate tensions. This comes amid ongoing discussions about the strategic alliance between the U.S. and Israel. Meanwhile, in the U.S., a jury found a man guilty of attacking Salman Rushdie. The Times of Israel highlights that the assailant had pro-Hezbollah ties. This conviction underscores the ongoing threat posed by extremist networks. It serves as a reminder of the global reach of such ideologies. Separately, this morning's drone attack on a U.S.-owned tanker in the Nile Delta has raised alarms. JNS notes that the strike could signal Tehran's ability to target critical maritime routes. This development could impact global shipping operations. And returning to the U.S., strikes in Iran, OSINT 613 confirmed that the targets included facilities threatening American forces and Gulf countries. The precision strikes aim to diminish Iran's military capabilities. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the upcoming metro development may significantly boost property values in surrounding areas. Real estate investors are already showing interest in these future hotspots. Separately, CTEC reveals that Fidelity has led a $343 million investment in Jared Kushner's Phoenix shares. This move reflects the asset management giant's confidence in Israel's largest insurer. And finally, Globes highlights Ethiopian Airlines' steadfast operations to Tel Aviv. Despite regional conflicts, it continues to connect Israel to major global hubs. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.